the name of the God of the entire humanity, whose kindness is profound, whose mercy is everlasting. One of the very serious problems which many of the non-Muslims find in the message that the Muslims convey to them about Islam is that Islam, they say, is a religion which is exclusivist. In other words, the Muslims make a very strong claim that it is only the Muslims who are going to succeed in the hereafter. And anybody who is not a Muslim has got no chance whatsoever to be received with mercy on the Day of Judgment. What exactly is the basis of this understanding? Because most certainly, the understanding causes non-Muslims to have a feeling that the Muslims are arrogant, they have a sense of superiority, and they believe that no matter whatever they do in this worldly life, they are very likely to succeed. And no matter how well a non-Muslim performs in this worldly life, he is not going to succeed in the hereafter. Is it exactly what the Quran also says? The truth of the matter is that the Quran mentions an understanding about the life hereafter, which is completely different from this very strange claim made by the Muslims, and not just one or two Muslims, by a large majority of them. What exactly is the reason for this misunderstanding to have emerged? Well, the answer is very simple. The Quran mentions that all believers, the ones who were the ones who belong to the category of Allazina Amanu, are going to enter the paradise. And all those people who will be declared as kafirs will be destined to the hell and would not be allowed to enter the paradise. The Muslims have erroneously concluded that all Muslims are believers and all non-Muslims are kafir. The fact of the matter is that a kafir, according to the Quran, if you read it carefully, is a person who receives the message of God, understands it clearly, knows that it's from God, and yet goes on to deny and reject it with impunity. This kind of an attitude is the attitude of a person who is not truth-seeking, who is arrogant, who doesn't want to know what the truth is. He is not interested in God. He is not inclined to thank God and to respect His message. Of course, all such people are criminals. But whether all non-Muslims belong to that category is something which most certainly only God can decide. We only know that the people who received the message of God directly from His messengers, most of those who rejected that message were kafir, because the prophets and the messengers of God are the people who deliver the message of God so very clearly, impressively and convincingly that there is hardly any possibility or chance left that their message would not be understood properly by those who were the immediate addressees and recipients of it. Therefore, the Quran continues to describe them as kafirs and clarifies that the people who belong to the category of kafirs were the ones who knew that the message was from God and yet they denied it. There are verses after verses in the Quran which clarify this point. For example, in the second surah chapter of the Quran, the Almighty says that the people of the book who were present at the time when the Quran was being revealed, Allazina atainahumul kitab, the Quran says, Yarifunahu kama yarifuna abnahu. They recognize him, they recognize the Prophet, they recognize the Quran like they recognize their own sons, and yet they deny him. We also know in Surah An-Naml that the Almighty mentions that when Musa alayhi salam presented his signs before Pharaoh and his companions, they became so very convinced about the fact that this message was from God, that according to the Quran, they actually, from inside their hearts, were absolutely sure that it was from Him. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. And yet they denied the message, ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّا, arrogantly and unfairly. It is because of this reason that they were categorized as kafir. As far as the common people are concerned, it would all depend on how they responded and reacted to the truth that was presented to them from God's messages. And God Almighty has mentioned at least on two occasions in the Quran the fact that it doesn't matter who you are, so long as you believe properly in God, you believe properly in the hereafter, and you do good deeds. It's only if you satisfy these three conditions, you will have success and salvation in the hereafter, no matter whoever you are. So that the Quran says, indeed, those who believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ, or whether they are Jews, or whether they are Nasara or the Christians, or whether they are Sabians or anybody else, whoever believes in God and the hereafter properly and does good deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, for all of them, there is going to be their reward with their Lord, and they will have no sorrow of the past nor any fear of the future. Most certainly, belief in God is going to be only valid if whatever comes from God is going to be also accepted properly. However, what has reached to the people from God, whether it makes sense, it convinces, it has been presented in a manner which is making people realize that it's from God, is something only God will decide on the Day of Judgment as to whether it happened or not. So that the popular Muslim understanding that all non-Muslims are kafir and therefore they're all going to be destined to the hell no matter whatever they do is incorrect, is not consistent with the teachings of the Quran, and is misleading. May God Almighty enable us to understand the proper message of the Quran, and may He open the hearts of everyone for it.